Nature of Daylight, author La Victoire, reader Winter Koala, a BBC Sherlock fan fiction in regards to relationship of Sherlock Holmes and John Watson. Warning, depression, suicide thoughts may trigger this content to be the status of category. Rating of R. Summary, Sherlock sent John a suicide call before he jumped off a building. John sent Sherlock a suicide letter, in turn. New blog post, Dr. John H. Watson.
Met a girl today. Her name is Mary. Trying to start again.
New blog post, Dr. John H. Watson.
Ella wants me to still blog. Don't know what to write. So quiet nowadays.
Bill Murray. You okay, mate? New blog post, Dr. John H. Watson.
I'm going to get married.
Jacob Soresby. Congrats, mates. Mrs. H.
How lovely. Glad you're moving on. Am I invited?
John Watson.
Nothing to move on from. Of course, Mrs. Hudson. How can I forget you?
Harry Watson. You're allowed to be happy, you know. John Watson.
I am.
Harry Watson. No, you are not.
You have 4 new voicemails.
Hi, John. This is Ella. I need you to get back to me. You haven't turned up to the last 8 therapy sessions. You are due for. I need to let me know what's going on.
Mycroft speaking. Just wanted to check on how you're doing. Call back immediately.
Hey, it's Mary. Where were you last night? I missed you. You haven't been yourself lately. I'm getting worried. Is this wedding stuff? Is it too much? Call me back and we can talk.
Hi, it's Greg. Okay, I got a weird call from a mate down in the police station near Strands. He told me that they had to give you a warning for refusing to move from the edge of the bridge. John, what's going on? Is this about Sherlock? It's been a while now, mate. Call me back AS. Hi, you reached Greg Lestrade's phone. I'm not here right now, so leave a message unless you're Sherlock, in which case, piss off.
It's John. I'm fine. It was a misunderstanding. I was just looking at something. Change your voicemail.
To Sherlock Holmes, you are cordially invited to the wedding of Mary Elizabeth Morstan and John Hamish Watson on Tuesday afternoon, January 2nd, 4 p.m. RSVP. Recipient does not live at this address. Return to sender. New blog post, John H. Watson.
I'm not coping.
Harry Watson. John, I'm coming over. This has gone on long enough. It's not fair on Mary. Stay where you are.
John Watson.
After all this time, now you care?
Molly Hooper. John, can I see you sometime, please?
Otter's Field Surgery. Prescription. John H. Watson. Fluoxetine. 60 tablets. Take 2 a day.
Sherlock Holmes. 221 Baker Street. London. SW. 9OAT. Date. 02/01/2014.
Dear Sherlock, it must be peaceful where you are now, or is it? I'm inclined to think it's not, or you'll go mad, and it would be hell. Maybe you are in hell. Who knows? Wherever you are, if it wasn't insane, chaotic, and hellish before, it would be now. I'd love to come and visit someday. Today is my wedding day, you know. I can't imagine what you would say to that. The institution of marriage is simply a farce in order to mold the race into poorly designed constraints, in order to create the only exception of the rule in the animal kingdom and thereby satisfying human nature's need to constantly dominate all other beings by being incomparable, you say, or something of the sort. I won't ask you to come. I know you wouldn't, even if you weren't gone. Because something inside of you fights against me ever showing any type of open humanity, from ever showing you, proving to you, that I'm just an idiot like everyone else. I miss that. I do. I miss that about you. I miss you thinking I'm something special, when every day without you tell me I'm not. You might like her though, Mary, my fiance. She's like you in a way, and in other ways, the most complete opposite of you I could have ever have found. She is vivacious, curious about the world, and has even more curious smiles, but not curious enough to wonder why I proposed to her after seeing that Mrs. Hudson had been trying to rent out 221B again. In a way, she's my perfect match. She's the only woman I met who I can talk to about you and not have me deemed as unstable. She's my perfect match. Because she isn't you, and she doesn't try to be. Because no one can ever be you. I can still hear your voice, in my head, that is. I fear I'm turning borderline schizophrenic, but I don't think I care, if it means I don't lose the sweet glory of knowing you in any form that may come. I can still smell you, you know, in my head. The acidic burn of sulfuric acid that you spilled on your shirt. The earthiness of soil you analyze and wedge in your fingernail. The smell of your ridiculous, expensive, and sharp shampoo that makes my eyes sting. I can still see you. The childish chocolate curls bouncing up and down when you fiercely scratch your head. The all too fragile, ice pale line of your throat convulsing, swallowing every insult you ever received. Just the memory of it makes me think sometimes that you're still out there, somewhere. The image fades every day, but I never forget the blood gushing out of your head, through your limp hair and your throat that day. The bastard and best friends that you are. You are means that image will remain with me as long as I live, as long as I choose to live. I'll never meet you again, will I? Not even hell, if it exists. If it's up there, there was only ever meant to be one of you. Because when you were made, God realized he made a mistake, but decided to pretend you never happened and let you exist anyway, until he realized how much trouble you were and took you away from me. I'm the one that was made to be perfect, but turns out to be more flawed than God's mistake. I'm not so lucky or unlucky that I ever met another one of you. No one can match the sheer ridiculousness you managed to make my life and make me love it, cherish it all the same. I'll never have that again. Sometimes I wish I never met you. Sometimes, I look at Mike Stanford and I want to murder him for bringing me to you. But I was so alone, Sherlock, so lonely, and you made me feel like I was someone worthy living again. I'm the one that walked into the lab at St. Bart's that day, 2-something years ago, that changed my life. But really, the moment you looked up at me, you somehow managed to walk into my head. You and that devastating, beautiful coat and all my barriers disappeared. How can you do that to me, you selfish bastard? You ruined me that day. By bringing me back to life, you made me care, made me love again. When you declare to the world that you're incapable of that, it's not fair. I'm so alone, Sherlock. I'm getting married today, and I'm so alone. I keep waiting for you to come in here, Sherlock, and tell me that I'm an idiot, and that I must not get married and come back to 221B, and look. There's 4 dead women and a man in Canterbury whose death looks suspicious. Let's go now, John. Call a taxi. How dare you die? You are Sherlock Holmes. You aren't meant to die. You have the British government for a brother, Scotland Yard as your bitch, and me somewhere in that awful equation. How dare you die? How dare you? Mary's dad is calling me now. I'm at the post office across the street from the hotel I'm supposed to be getting married in. Car speeding past so very fast. I imagine the smooth metal against my skin, the thick, dull thud it would make. I'm late from my own wedding. Harry's yelling from across the street, looking at me like she's thinking I'm going to do a Sherlock, as she calls it now. I would call it visiting Sherlock. It's not death. It's not the fear of the unknown. If you're dying, drowning in the world you are in, it's not life or living. If the one thing you need isn't in it. To me, Sherlock right now, life is me slowly suffocating in the air that I breathe. Because you're not breathing it. And if it's not good enough for you, it's not good enough for me. Because that's our friendship, isn't it, Sherlock? Where you go, I go. Where I go, you go. So I'm coming to you. Mary's staring at me now from the hotel. She looks beautiful. Even you would have thought so. She's not saying anything, but she doesn't have her curious smile anymore. Like she understands. God knows I need someone that would understand. I think she would be thankful later that I went to you now, before our marriage. That later when she would be a widow. Harry's screaming. No more screaming. No more blood. No more broken skulls and dull eyes and rigid skin and damp childish curls that bounce when you scratch your head. I hope you get this letter soon. I need you to make some tea when I arrive, because it's probably going to be a long journey. I know you never make tea, Sherlock, but just this once, and I promise I won't complain about the people you tormented up there. I'll never complain again. That makes me more happy that you know, because I want this. I want you. Harry is crying. She shouldn't be crying. Her brother's happy now. Aren't you happy, Sherlock? I don't want to be alone anymore. With us together, we'll never be alone again. See you soon.
Recipient does not live at address. Redirected to Mycroft Holmes. Redirected from Mycroft Holmes to new address. Sherlock Holmes. The end.